Shalom Aleichem, Chevron. Welcome back to our Shir in Tzvas Emes for the All Parsha app. When the Torah begins discussing the story of Korach and his rebellion against Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah begins by telling us who Korach was. The pasuk begins, Vayika Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kahas ben Levi. Korach was a child of Yitzhar, a grandson of Kahas, and a great-grandson of Levi. Ask Rashi, and this is born in the Medrash, in Medrash Rabbah, Perek Yud Ches, V'lomalek Siv ben Yaakov ben Yisrael. Why, when the Torah gives over the lineage of Korach, does the Torah stop at ben Levi? Why doesn't it say that Levi was the child of Yaakov Avinu? We find the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, Perek Vav, when discussing Korach over there, it does say ben Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kahas ben Levi ben Yisrael. Why specifically over here? And when it introduces Korach, does it say ben Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kahas ben Levi and leave out the name of Yaakov Avinu? Says the Medrash, Zesha Amar HaKasav, this is what Yaakov Avinu asked for on his deathbed. When Yaakov Avinu was given the brachas to the 12 Shvatim before he died, Yaakov Avinu said, B'soidam al tavi nafshi, b'kohalam al teichat kvoidi. Zuck the Medrash, what was Yaakov Avinu asking for? Amar Yaakov Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbani Shalom, loibim araglim, v'loibim achleika shal karach layiskor shmil oisen resham. When it comes to the story of the Meraglim on last week's Parsha, the 10 Meraglim who came back and said terrible Lashon Hara against Eretz Yisrael, and when it comes to the story of Korach and his rebellion against Moshe Rabbeinu, Yaakov Avinu says, Layiskor Shemi al Oisen Resham. I don't want my name to be mentioned in these stories, in these terrible stories, these infamous stories which are mentioned in the Torah. Yaakov Avinu says, I don't want my name to be mentioned with those Resham. Ask the Chedushei Harim, the grandfather of the Heilige Tzvas Emes, a very simple question. What did Yaakov Avinu really want? Everybody knows, we've been learning Chumash, and we all know that Yaakov Avinu had 12 children. One of them was Levi. What does the Torah gain, and what did Yaakov Avinu gain by asking on his deathbed that his name shouldn't be mentioned in the fight of Korach against Moshe Rabbeinu and in the story of the Meraglim? We all know anyways that Levi was a child of Yaakov Avinu. What did Yaakov really want? Why is this one of his dying requests from the Rabban Hashem that his name shouldn't be mentioned in the Pasuk which discusses the rebellion of Korach? Says the Chiddush Rim, an unbelievable, beautiful taich in the Medrash. Says the Chiddushei Harim, Avram Avinu had two children. Avram Avinu had a child named Yitzchak, and he had a child named Yishmael. Yitzchak grew up following in the Derech of Hashem. Yitzchak grew up following what Avram Avinu brought to the world, the Amunah, being an Eved to the Rabbanu Shel Olam, and therefore Kibi Yitzchak Yikarech L'Chazara. Yitzchak was able to take on the leadership, and Yitzchak was able to continue the role of the beginning of Klal Yisrael, the forefathers of Klal Yisrael. Yishmael, on the other hand, didn't live life the way he was supposed to. Yishmael went, quote unquote, off the derech, and therefore Yishmael wasn't considered to be part of Klal Yisrael, and Yishmael didn't make it into the world, which is called Klal Yisrael. Yitzchak had two children, Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov Avinu grew up and lived life as an Oyver Hashem, but Yaakov Ishtam, Yoshev Ahalim, and therefore Yaakov was able to continue the mission that was started by Avram Avinu, his grandfather, by Yitzchak, and Yaakov Avinu was able to bring the 12 Shvatim into the world and continue Klal Yisrael. Esav, on the other hand, didn't do what he was supposed to do, and therefore Esav's not part of Klal Yisrael. Esav's not considered to be a Yid. Esav was excluded from the world which is called Klal Yisrael. What Yaakov Avinu wanted to do was something much more than that. What Yaakov Avinu was asking the Rabbanu Shel Olam was the following, that when a Yid does a chet, and a Yid does an aveira, and a Yid doesn't follow exactly the Ratzon of Hashem, a Yid finds himself in a world which is called Korach v'Adasim, a Yid finds himself rebelling against Moshe Rabbeinu, or a Yid finds himself in a world which is called the Meraglim, where somebody comes back and says terrible Lashon Hara against Eretz Yisrael, or any other aveira that a person can do, what Yaakov Avinu wanted to accomplish, and what Yaakov Avinu was asking the Rabbanu Shem on his deathbed, is that b'soidim al tavi nafshi. There should always be a place inside of a Yid, a place which is called Yaakov Avinu, a place which is called Yisrael, where no matter how low a person falls, no matter how bad the chet a person does is, it will be impossible to be nifgam, to be paigim, that part of the neshama. The Svarma Gadoshim tell us that there's five chalakim to the neshama. There's the nefesh, ruach, neshama, chai, yechida, and regardless of whether we understand exactly what these Kabbalistic terms mean of these five chalakim of the neshama, the Svarma Gadoshim tell us that the world, which is called yechida, the fifth and the highest and the deepest part of the neshama, is a part of the neshama that cannot be tainted. It cannot be touched. Elakai neshama shanasate bitahi rihi. No matter what a yid does, no matter how low a yid falls, it's impossible to touch a part of a yid, which is called the yechida, and that always remains pure. And it's from that little bit of purity that remains after a yid falls to the lowest depths that a yid's able to get back up and start rebuilding. Because there's always going to be a foundation, which is called yechida, which is always there. The pintle yid is never going to be able to be nifka, never going to be able to be extinguished because of this bakasha of Yaakov Avinu. Zakta chedushrim, that's what Yaakov Avinu is asking for. He didn't simply want his name not to be mentioned along with the machloikas of Kairach and the story of the Meraglim. Not having his name mentioned is something selfish. It seems seemingly something selfish, which has to do with his own covet. Yaakov Avinu wasn't asking that I don't want my name to be mixed into this world of machlekes. Yaakov Avinu was saying that it's going to come a generation, many, many years later, when Klal Yisrael is going to rebel, and Klal Yisrael is going to stand up against Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu says he's going to take Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael, the Meraglim, are going to come back and say, we don't want Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be the leader of Klal Yisrael, and Aaron HaKohen is going to be the Kohen Gadol, and there's going to be people who are going to stand up and say, why do you think that you can be the leaders? What Yaakov Avinu asked the Rabbanu Shlalom is, Rabbanu Shlalom, please, as I'm sitting here on my deathbed, please ensure that every single one of my children, mitasei shleima, no matter how low a yid falls, no matter how far away from Kedusha a yid finds himself, there should always be a chelik inside of him, which is called Yaakov Avinu, which is not nifkam. And therefore Yaakov Avinu says, if my name is mentioned in the Machlekes of Kairach, and my name is mentioned with the story of the Meraglim, then that means that the Pegam is going to reach to my name as well. And what Yaakov Avinu wanted to ensure that there's always going to be that fifth chelek, the fifth generation, the five generations up, which is always going to remain pure and unadulterated and untouched by the world of Chet. And what the Rebbeinu Shem granted Yaakov Avinu in this first pasuk of the Torah, and eventually, subsequently, every single yid, is that no matter how low a yid falls, it's impossible to be nifkam, that chelik of a yid, which is called the yichida. There's always a part of a yid, which afal pi shechatai banehem, that benkach ubenkach, no matter how low a yid falls, there's a chelik inside of him, which is a chelik aleikai mimal, and remains that way, remains attached to the Rabbeinu Shlalom. When a person believes that Yerusha, the Meirasha Kehilas Yaakov, the part of the Kedusha that Yaakov Avinu gave over, is always remains, no matter how low a yid falls, no matter how distant a yid feels from the Rabbeinu Shlalom, then a yid is able to start getting back up again. And he is able to rebuild based on that foundation called Yaakov Avinu. And that's the secret, that's the soid of a Yaakov Avinu is asking. B'soidim al tovi nafshi. The soid is that no matter how far and how big the rebellion is, the Rabbeinu Shem should ensure that no matter what, there's always going to be a chelik of a yid, which is called Yaakov Avinu, the Meirasha Kehilas Yaakov. Hashem should help us that we shouldn't fall, but when we do fall and we do find ourselves down in the dumps, we should recognize that no matter how low we are, it's impossible to be poigim ourselves completely. It's impossible to be tainted completely. There's always a chelak, which is called Yaakov Avinu, which is always going to remain pure and ready for us to use as a springboard to be able to get back to the Rabbeinu Shlalom. And Ritz Hashem, by doing that, by recognizing the inherent Kedusha that's always remains inside of us, and Ritz Hashem will be able to use that Kedusha, that chelak of called Yaakov Avinu, to be able to get the other four chelakim of the neshama alive and well and back connected to the Rabbeinu Shlalom, and Mirtz Hashem be able to strengthen our connection to the Rabbeinu Shlalom. Have a great day and a great Shabbos.